All right. So I think I have some considerable bad luck when it comes to automobiles. Maybe not more than anybody else, but when I do have bad luck, it's pretty bad. Like, I was in an accident in January, and I'm still dealing with the ramifications. My car was totaled. The person that hit me did not have car insurance, or their car, nor was their car registered. And upon Googling this person, I found out they were convicted of a major crime and were released. So it's good stuff. But today I'm going to tell you the story about the time my car rolled into a ravine. So I was leaving illustrious Glen Burnie, Maryland, after having dinner with friends at the Bonefish Grill. And yeah, I was dressed to the nines, as you do. Noticed my car was on E, so pulled into Ferndale, which if you don't know where that is, Google that. And I pulled into a very busy Royal Farms and pulled up to the only pump available, put my car in park, okay, get out, get the credit card, only thing in my hand, get out of the car, put the credit card thing in, turn around, my car's rolling away, okay? And it's rolling away silently, like a stealth bomber, okay? And it's just, like, so quiet, and I'm looking around, and nobody's noticing. It's like everybody's like, do-do-do, like they're in the Truman Show. Like, they don't see that this is happening to me. So I'm, like, holding the credit card. The car is rolling away. My door shuts. It's rolling away. I'm like, shit, right? With the credit card in the air, like... So, of course, I run after my car because I'm going to stop it as it's rolling down a hill. It rolls, I kid you not, between two parked cars, okay? Backwards. Hits a curb. Goes airborne, okay? Goes airborne like Dukes of Hazzard, down a hill into a ravine where it turns a corner and stops. A tree stops it. So I'm like, did anybody see my car? Roll into the ravine. I have nothing on me. Nope. No keys, no license. So I go into the Royal Farms. There's a police officer, fine Ferndale police officer, Anne Arundel County, getting some sort of Slurpee-like substance. I'm like, so shaky. Like, my car rolled into a ravine. And he was like, whoa, you know, like, freaks out. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I wasn't in it. You know, it's gone. So he's like, oh, okay. So he puts it down. We go outside. You know, I'm just still holding my credit card. I have to tell you that this is important. He's like, where is it? And I'm like, no, you don't see it because it's in a ravine. So we go to the edge of the curb. We look down, and there's my car down there. So he's like, immediately starts laughing. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, I guess. I don't know. So we go down into the ravine. It's waist-high springtime weeds. Straight up my lady dress, and we're like, he's like calling for backup. Four police officers show up, four separate cop cars show up. Two of the guys were dressed like Miami Vice undercover police officers, okay, with like Hawaiian shirts and badges. It's like so unnecessary. They're all like, oh, how are we gonna get the door open? There's a tree in the way. And, like, one guy's, like, hanging off the tree, and they're trying to jimmy the other side open. And then, like, through the brush comes a day worker, a gentleman. And he's like, hello, do you need a machete? I have one in my truck. And without fail, we're all like, yeah, like, so he goes to the truck, comes back with like a big sickle thing, cuts down the tree that my car is attached to. Meanwhile, the cops are like, you know, every time you get gas, you should take the keys out of the car. Every time you get gas, make sure you put the car in park. Every time you get gas, make sure... I'm like... I've gotten gas probably so many times in my life. You know, it's like, this is not helpful now. So finally we get the car out. He backs it onto the road, and the guy's like, all right, you're probably good to go home. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't have gas in my car still. So he drives it up to the gas station for me, and they're all like, all right, well, like, have a good day. And I'm just like still just like shaking. And the best part was when I filled out the insurance papers for this, it's like, who was driving the car? I'm like, no one. It's like, all right, what did you hit? I'm like, I don't know, trees, like a bush. And it's like, whose were they? I'm like, I don't know, nobody's. They're nobody's. So, thank you.